Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Joe, we're live from the Baptist Health Training Complex here for Miami Dolphins. Training camp day, is it six now? Is it today day six of the camp? I think it's day six.
Really,
today.
You're asking me?
Yeah,
Five, six, seven, yeah. Somewhere in there.
All right, day six. We'll call it six at this point. We have a special guest, Joe, that we're going to talk to that was here over the weekend with a bunch of other alumni, and he has a memoir coming out. Larry Zonka, Head On, the memoir coming out here. It's available for pre-order at this point, October 4th. It does come out, but we're going to talk to Larry Zonka right now on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Larry, thank you very much for your time. We are very much looking forward to this.
Well, me too. It's fun. Always fun to come on and chat.
Larry, let me tell you something, man. When you're down here, life's a little bit better. It was fun over the weekend getting to hear you guys start telling stories a little bit. I kind of need Larry Little to get you going a little bit, and then maybe a little Merck jabbing you in there, and then it gets you going a little bit, and then it's a fun time. Hey, by the way, before we start with all that, I wanted to ask you, we didn't know this until you left. You spoke to the team. What was the message to the Miami Dolphin football team, Larry?
You can boil it all down, my reminiscing in front of them, down to a single sentence. You know, just don't go through the motions. Remember Shula talking about that?
Yep.
When you think you're going to do this, or you think you're going to do that, you go out to practice and you just kind of turn yourself off and you're gliding. That's what I warned them about, because had we not done that, well, we accomplished a lot anyway. But I think we could have even accomplished more if some of us would have woke up a little sooner.
Well, listen, Larry, not for nothing, but back-to-back championships and going undefeated.
Right.
Before a lot of you guys took off, was pretty damn special, since we haven't had one since, Larry. I'm just saying through the history of this thing what it's been like. Hey, Larry, you saw what happened yesterday, the tampering violations, integrity of the game and that stuff. I just curious, as you're sitting around and that story breaks yesterday, what were your thoughts?
Well, not good ones. You never want to see negative things like that affiliated with your franchise, with your team. But at the same time, that was then, that happened. If it happened, so be it.
Right.
But you go on. Life goes on. That has nothing to do with what Coach Mike McDaniel is going to do with the team. He's an exciting guy. This is an exciting time. It reminds me of 1970 when Shula came in and the whole thing turned around. I'm hoping that's what's going to happen. It surely does appear that that's what's going to happen. It's got me kind of revved up, and I'm looking forward to coming down and visiting for a few of the games.
There, you're right. These first week of practices has been as good, along with a more talented team. We haven't seen this in a long time, and I think a lot of people share that with your thoughts. Hey, Larry, there are a lot of stuff I thought I knew about you, and then that book's coming out, and you tease me a little bit. Now, I had actually seen, and I used to be a regular at Stagger Lee's. I'm not going to lie to you. I liked it. I liked the talent in there as a young guy. There was always a lot of first-rounders in there, Larry, if you know what I mean, so it was good. I didn't realize Lee Majors, was he a partner of yours in that thing?
Oh, no.
Where did that get started?
No, Lee was not. No, he was not a partner. A lot of folks that I knew from around the country in different respects came by and stopped in, and, perhaps that got misconstrued as being a partner, but that was not the case, no.
All right. And then, did you really hang out with Elvis Presley, man? Come on, there. There, you're holding out. You got good stuff.
I tell you what the story on that is I hung out with Jim Kick, and Jim Kick and Elvis Presley had a lot in common when it came to liking to shoot pool at 3 o'clock in the morning. So I used to be the guy that drove Kick home because, well, I won't go into all the details, but it was necessary to be there to get Kick home. And he and Elvis got into telling stories, and I tell you what, there's two guys that can tell stories.
Wow, Jim Kick. All those years I'm hanging out with Jim Kick, watching his daughter play tennis, and he's got Elvis Presley stories.
Absolutely.
You sold me on that. Just when I see the headline of you used to hang out or found yourself hanging out with guys like Elvis Presley and Lee Majors, guys like that. What about Joe Namath? You had good. I mean, obviously I see pictures, and I know that you posted a picture a couple years back on social media. I think it's you, Jim Kick, and Joe Namath walking into a club or walking maybe to your club or maybe his club at the time down there in Fort Lauderdale also.
That might have been a bachelor's thing.
Yeah, man. I'm intrigued by Joe Namath and you stories.
We did turnaround visits. We visited his establishment down the street. He came up and visited us, and we had a lot in common, obviously. You know, played each other twice a year there for a number of years. And, Kick had much more in common with Joe than what I did. But at the same time, I consider Joe a good friend.
You know, Larry, a lot of people still bring this up. You guys were so dominant there for 3 years, even the year where you lost and then came back and won the next two Super Bowls. And a couple of you guys took off for the new league, the WFL. If that team stays together, Larry, just by watching the NFL, how many championships that group of guys, you guys are still a lot of young guys on that team, how many you figure you could have won?
Well, you know, who knows? That's what I talk about in front of the team, you know, is when you get to be my age and you start looking back and you think about, geez, if we'd have just stuck around for one more year, if we'd have just done this and just done that, what could have been? I think you just have to relax and say, hey, this is what we did when we did it. We did wake up. We did listen to Shula. We went undefeated. Excuse me. We went undefeated. So you have to be, you got to be pretty happy with the way things worked out.
Larry, we will take that every day of the week,
right,
man.
Right.
I told you, every time you guys show up, everybody kind of moves out of the way and says, let the guy sit down over there. They're over there. Set them up, man, for a reason. Hey, Larry, I always wonder, there have been so many stories, and everything, as you know, through the years gets exaggerated. But I always wonder, what was it like when you had to pick up that phone and say, I got a great offer, coach. I got to hear from Joe Robbie, or I'm going to take it real quickly. Because I always feared the man. Like, I didn't want to get up there. Of course, you're a hell of a lot better. You had a fantastic career. But what was that like making that call to Don Shula?
Well, Shoes wanted us to come back and not sign, and I called and told him out of respect for him and the team, of course, that wasn't going to do that without letting him know. But he wanted us to come back to see if there could be some kind of secondary negotiation. But the offer we had was, excuse me, on the table.
Yeah.
And if we walked out of the room, it was no longer on the table. And I believed the people that were doing that wanted that way because they didn't want to get into a bidding war. Not that there even would have been one, but you can understand how critical that moment was. And when I called Don and he asked me to come back, and I said, no, Don, if I walk out of the room, I literally, I won't quote you figures, but it was more money than I'd ever seen or ever dreamt that I'd ever make out of football in one swipe. So reality was reality. Later on, and I'll quote Shula now because I told him at the time when we played the last game in Oakland and we were flying back and Jim and I and Paul were going to leave soon thereafter. It was all over for the Dolphins and the three of us. He came to me on the plane and said, I understand what you did. It was a business decision and I'll continue to pull for you. But he said, I'd like you to keep that between you and I. And I felt as though, and I always did, because during his lifetime, because I didn't want to have him renege on anything else he had to say, because publicly he was not a fan of the other league stealing us, and I was not, you know, I wasn't consistent with the way he had been. But that shows you the depth of the man when it came down to man, he said, I understood what you did and why you did it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hope we get to meet again. And as it turned out, we did. I came back in 79, hung out with you guys.
Well, I tell you what, and damn good at that. So here's another story that's out there, Larry. You can kill it.
Yeah, hit him with it. I got to hear this.
All right, so this was a great one through the years. When you went in to have that meeting with the new league and that owner, he opened this suitcase, and there was all kinds of money. He said, Larry, that's yours if you sign right now. Is that true or false, Larry?
That's false. I never looked at any greenbacks in a suitcase. That was I didn't need that. the figures they were quoting on the table. I looked at my agent. And he went, "Yeah, it's real." You know, we had to talk for a month by ourselves, and you know, the Bassett and the other guys all went out of the room. And I looked at the agent and said, "Is this verifiable? You know, is this?" She said, "Larry, these guys are for real." I said, "Well, I just, I'm pretty shocked at it." He said, he went over and made sure that nobody was by the door. And he turned around and said, quite frankly, so am I. And he said, we'll sign it right now then. I said, well, Paul and Jim are agreeable. I said, I am. I said, there's just one stipulation. I'm going to call Shula. And my agent just went through the roof. He said, you don't need to call Shula. Call Shula. If you don't be. I said, this isn't a request. I said, I'm not signing anything until I talk to Coach Shula and let him know. I said, I owe him that. And the agent shut up and made the call.
Zonk, I got to ask you this, because Joe tells stories about Don Shula all the time, about his time in camp. And obviously, I could hear it in your voice how much he meant to you. how is his impact with players? Because you hear stories about how he used to chew players out and get on them for this, but he was so dedicated to his craft, and you knew if you followed him, you were following him to winning, to winning tradition, the Super Bowls.
Getting the most out of you.
Right. Like, how much personally did Don Shula mean to you, your career, and just in your personal life in general?
I didn't know the totality of that answer until recently when he passed away. And he, you know, certainly passed away quite suddenly for us. And it was a tough situation. That's when I realized that he was far more than a coach. Don, he was a very deep guy, and he cared about his players. Not just the star players, not just the guys that were on the undefeated team or anything like that. If you played for Don Shula, and you correct me if you know if I'm wrong in any capacity, very, very seldom would someone walk up to him and say, you know, I played for you and such, and he wouldn't know exactly who it was. He had a personal relationship with everybody that ever went on the field and played for him. Now, there was guys that came through camp that might argue with that, were just there for a few weeks and didn't make it, and he might not remember them. But if you played for Don Shula for more than one season, he remembered you and could quote things from what happened during the course of your career with him. I saw it happen many, many times. It meant a lot to him. It was more than just a sport. You know, when he was a young man, he thought about going into the priesthood. He admitted that to me one time, and I kind of laughed out loud. He said, yeah, I guess you're. I was just he and I in his office. When you went in his office, he locked the door, sat down, and all gloves were off. You could say anything that was on your mind. But in front of the team, you had to show him respect, and sort of military-like. And I understood that. So we got pretty loud. His secretary came, banged on the door a couple times, and we were voicing our opinions together a little too loud. She didn't like anybody else being able to hear that. But it's not that happened occasionally, but rarely. But most of the time, you could go in there and get the real bottom line. And I think when you're talking about that, I expect Don to remember us because we played together a long time. But I also was in his presence when he remembered guys that just played for 3 to 5 games for him.
He was the
and
best
were traded
thing
or whatever.
I'm with you, Larry. He remembered everything. And as he got older, he was great. He'd see guys, and I'm with you. Larry, you got me all fired up about this book head on. Can you tell us more about the book, when this thing's going to be coming out and stuff? This is going to be just a great read, because you are one of the great storytellers of all friggin' time.
Well, thank you, I think.
No, it's good. I've seen when we liquored up, I've been with you, and I've been with you when we haven't. So it's great stuff, Larry.
Well, it's going to be available for order right now at LarryZonka.com, but it'll be out where you can buy it, I think, around October 4th. So we're looking forward to it. I would have liked to put more in it than I could, but they try to hold you down to a maximum amount of pages, and I get that quick. You know, my line of BS starts when I start telling stories on people. I get tickled and just go on all night, so that they couldn't put it all in the book. But we try to get the best parts in there.
Larry, thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry.
We're going to have you on again real soon, man. It was great talking to you and always great seeing you guys. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys, and I'm looking forward to this season as a Dolphin fan. I think that coach has got some fire, and I'm really pulling for him. We'll see.
That's awesome. Second that. Thank you, Larry. Larry Zonka, Hall of Famer and member of
legend.
The undefeated 17-0.
Just legend.
Miami Dolphins.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.